This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 9th. God's word to you today is by blood. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 4 verse 6 from the ERV, and it says, "Since you are now God's children, he has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. The Spirit cries out, Abba, Father." The abundance of God can only come by inheritance. You and I have to be in the lineage of God to inherit eternal life. We have to be aligned with God. The Jews believe that they are the children of Abraham and therefore children of God. So if a Jew asks Jesus, "How can I inherit the kingdom of God?" In this case particularly, he really does not think he is lacking. He asked the question simply to trap Jesus, but Jesus confronted their mindset in John 8, 39 and 42, which says, "Our father is Abraham," they declared. "No," Jesus replied, "for if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example." Jesus told them, "If God were your father, you would love me, because I have come to you from God." There is a big difference between a child and a servant. While in every other religion in the world, they see themselves as servants of God, it is only Christians that see themselves as children of God. This is huge because it is one of the things that sets Christianity apart. The scriptures say in 1 John 3 verse 1 from the NIV, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Truly amazing. This is why I prefer to sing this song like this. "Come bless the Lord, O ye children of the Lord," as opposed to the words "servants" in the original lyrics. There is a difference between a child and a servant, a huge difference. The gap is like night and day. For instance, a servant is accepted and appreciated based on what he does. But a child is accepted and appreciated based on who he is, not what he does. A servant feels that he needs to do more to be accepted. When you work with people that have a servant mentality, it is easy to tell. And likewise, when you work with people that have a child mentality. The church is filled with a mix of people. Some have a servant mentality, and some have a child mentality. A proverb says, "It is the child that raises his hand that the parents will lift up." If you say you are a child, we will treat you as a child. But if you insist on being a servant, we will treat you as a servant. That is how God deals. Let us pray. This prayer is based on Galatians 3:29. I declare in Jesus' name that because I belong to Christ, I am Abraham's seed and an heir according to God's promise in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.